isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess unerring aim and a passion for the music popular back when my parents first watched the exploits of the man called Paladin. By the late 40s, gunslinging heroes like The Shadow dominated pulp comics and radio programs, eventually firing into the television airlanes, beginning with The Lone Ranger in 1949, and peaking with Have Gun, Will Travel in the late 50s. At the core of these programs, problem-solving and retribution were often by the pull of a trigger. In those days, it seemed all innocent enough, and many artists took Sonic Aim. But as the 60s rolled on, the topic of guns being a right or a privilege began a tenuous debate that rages today. I say the only good gun is one that doesn't shoot. But at least in rock and rhythm, gunslinging artists were only shooting for the ears. It's ready, aim, but don't shoot on this chapter of the Rock and Rhythm Review as we reach for the sky with Cootie Williams with Eddie Mack, The Clovers, Jimmy Reed, The Bobettes, George Jones, Connie Dykus, Janice Martin and her boyfriends, Mose Vinson, The Emblems, and The Sonics.
How are we going to shoot gulfs without guns?
Charles Cootie Williams was the featured trumpeter in Ellington's big band of the 30s before leading his own bands in the following decade. Post-World War II, like most big bands, Cootie's band shrank and his sound grew more R&B oriented when he took a double-barrel approach with shouter Eddie Mack to cut this 1950 cover of Tennessee Ernie Ford's hillbilly hit, The Shotgun Boogie.
My boomstick! It's a 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart's top of the line. You can find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. It's got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
In 1957, the Bobettes hit big with their self-penned debut, Mr. Lee, but an encore would prove elusive. 2 years on, the gals got barmy and decided to kill Mr. Lee in song. Atlantic balked at the morbid tune with the Chopin intro and shelved it. The Bobettes exited Atlantic and landed at XXX Records, where they recut the killer tune, which quickly charted. Atlantic took aim by releasing their version, and although XXX won the chart shootout, let's spin the original. I Shot Mr. Lee. God, Jimmy Reed's first two singles for VJ Records tanked, but third time's a charm. Perhaps the debut of string slinger Eddie Taylor was the magic bullet, or the notable datum that future blues god Albert King was on drums. But it was the December 1953 session that finally yielded the first of a salvo of hits, You Don't Have to Go, and another song that stayed in the chamber until the 70s, Shoot My Baby.
She won't treat me right. Leave in the morning, stay out all night. I got a shooter. I got a shooter. I gotta shoot this woman, cause she won't treat me right. Give her my money, everything I have. Get back home, I'm feeling bad. I got a shooter. I got a shooter. I gotta shoot her, baby, cause she won't treat me right. House don't go. I'm gonna shoot you out of this. Well, I got to shoot you. I got to shoot you. I got to shoot you, woman, cause you won't treat me right. crossbow. I'm gonna shoot you, won't nobody know I done shot you. I done shot you. I'm gonna shoot you, baby, cause you want me.
Three years removed from a hit, by 1959, the Clovers found themselves at their manager's startup label, Poplar, which was promptly acquired by United Artists. Hiring Lieber and Stoller did produce their biggest hit, Love Potion No. 9, but this only momentarily stalled the inevitable, and by 1961, the Clovers were left cashing in on the popularity of TV Western Have Gun, Will Travel, with their final tune for UA, Have Gun.
We're down in San Francisco in 42. Long sideburns and mustache too. Cowboy boots and buckskin jacket. Man, this cat got a real cool racket. Have gun, we'll travel. Find clues, unravel. Six-shooter gun, always got a motor rubber.
Here to come,
daddy go.
Watch the road,
just having fun.
Pot came in the long pine saloon. Pot on the wall in a half past noon. Pop around the table, saw some wild one cat when he played by these.
Have gun, we'll travel, find clues, unravel. Six shooter gun, always got him on the run.
Here they come,
daddy go,
watch him run,
just having fun.
That army paid, the gun came through and the half gun, we'll travel, find clues, unravel. Six shooter gun, always got him on the run.
Here they go,
daddy go,
watch him run.
Just having fun. Long on Lou and his modeling mob. Lou got a jail full of big bang job. Town called for the gun to come right away. Bang was back in jail the next day.
Have gun, we'll travel. Find clues, unravel. Six shooter gun, always got a motor run.
Hey, gun, daddy go.
Watch him run.
I'm gone.
Have gun, we'll travel. Have gun, we'll travel. Have gun, we'll travel. Have gun, we'll travel. Have gun, we'll travel.
This 1959 tune tells the story of a wild Saturday night shootout in New Orleans, and for George Jones and the Mercury label, it was a top 10 hit. Sure, it sounded exactly like Jones's prior hit, White Lightning, but you can't blame a guy for drawing a bead on a successful formula. Who Shot Sam?
Everything was all right. Her eyes started rolling. We should have went a bowling. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
Well, Sam and Silly Nilly about a quarter to four was romping and a-stomping on a hardwood floor. Along came Flirty Murdy barging in on the fun. Silly Nilly got jealous and she pulled out a gun. Table started crashing. 44's a-flashing. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? I'm out.
Well, the police fire chief, highway patrol, knocking down the front door with a big long pole. Sammy was a lying on the cold, cold floor, shot through the middle with a 44. Millie was a crying, Sam was surely dying. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? I'm out.
For shooting old Sam. The judge, he gave her 20 mil. He said, that's a lot. You shouldn't give me nothing. He's already half shot. A drinking White Lightning started all the fight. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
Well, the police, fire chief, highway patrol, with a big long pole. Sammy was a lying on the cold, cold floor. Shot through the middle with a 44. Millie was a crying, Sam was surely dying. Wham, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
Another TV Western popular at the time, The Life and Legend of Wyatt Earp, inspired this tune from 1962 by an integrated vocal group formed while the quintet were in the Marines. Although the Emblems, nor their micro-label Bayfront, ever had anything close to a hit, this novel tune remains in the sights of doo-wop collectors. Bang Bang Shoot 'em Daddy.
Wyatt Earp, Wyatt Earp, brave, courageous, and bold.
Hey, last night on my TV show, I dug Wyatt Earp, and here's how it goes, it goes, it goes.
Bang, bang, shoot 'em, daddy. 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 Bang, 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 bang. Change all my shitty daddy. See what they ever say. And I heard about the toys that I changed away. Bang, 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 bang. It was a hard-riding cowboy wired and played his game. He was being chased by an outlaw gang that went away to bang, 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 bang.
They had him covered on both sides. Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. So he ducked behind a rock down in Eagle Pass.
Bang
bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang bang, shoot 'em.
This instrumental blues had been around a few years by the time it was first recorded by Roosevelt Sykes in 1929, whom also first supplied lyrics. Subsequent versions sometimes strayed from Sykes's gun-centric motif, but not Mose Vincent's. The Memphis 88 Ace played on several Sun sessions, but a 1953 tune cut under his own name was shelved for 30 years. With Joe Hill Lewis on guitar, 44 Blues.
Tell that woman she won me all the time. little graveyard band, put a stool down at your head. If you keep on fooling around, I'm gonna take you to your grave.
Connie Dykus cut quite a few singles in his career, mostly with micro labels. None were a bullseye. But that didn't stop Connie from notching his own nightly 15-minute TV show in Flint, Michigan called What Else? The Connie Dykus Show. But to let the record show, Dykus had that country song title sense of humor. 1960s, I could shoot myself if I wasn't afraid of the gun.
Taken it before, but now I done got wise. I had a pretty mama, but she dropped me like I weighed a ton. I could shoot myself if I just wasn't afraid of the gun. Now look here, baby, don't you hand me no smile. You're wasting your time, your flirting ain't worthwhile. Ain't contemplating on no date. I know I couldn't have any fun. I could shoot myself if I just wasn't afraid of a gun. Well, let me tell you about my baby brother. Did she ever play me for a sucker? And I really took the bait. Well, she kept my head a-swimming. I forgot all other women. She found another lover and she gave me the gates. Oh, hooker, yeah, baby, might as well move on. Ain't trusting no woman, cause they'll all do wrong. I'm still aching from that breaking. The blues have got me on the run. Well, I could shoot myself if I just wasn't afraid of a gun. Said I could shoot myself if I just wasn't afraid of a gun. Well, I could shoot myself if I just wasn't afraid of a gun. Said I could shoot.
Teen sensation Janis Martin really didn't need the tag. She had the chops to stand on her own, but RCA felt differently. Dubbed the female Elvis was, in the immediate sense, marketable. But in the long run, it was a link no one could live up to. However, Martin's elopement and ensuing proof her husband wasn't shooting blanks invariably sank her career by 1958 with this final single for RCA, Bang Bang.
I'll trade you my heart for your heart, baby, give you all my kisses to boot. I'll trade you my heart for your heart, baby, give you all my kisses to boot. So if you feel you'd like to make a deal, cock your pistol and rooty toot toot. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 and bang, bang, bang. Trade you my lips for your lips, baby. Give you all my hugging to boot. So if you feel
Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Lewis Watts. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters, that's two T's in jet, .com to learn more about the review.
Well, hi there, I'm a cowboy.
Bang, 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 bang. Shoot, 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 bullet, bullet, gun.
Anytime you hear about the Sonics, the word first punk slash garage slash grunge band are mentioned. And you know what? It's true. The Sonics songs ranged from Psychos to Strychnine. Their recording quality was crap and the arrangements chaotic. So in 1965, you couldn't help but feel like you'd been showered with lead upon hearing Shot Down.
Shut down!